This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Little darling, trying to be a little darling. There she is. Yeah. Jay Kirzner, Doug Steffen, always smiling, pretty much always happy, always thinking, participating in the world, participating in life. The Beatles got us thinking about the sunshine, the lollipops, and the roses. That'll be around pretty quickly. And so that's a good thing. I want to think about spring. I want to think about warmth. I want to think about the things that come with all of that, right? The romance season. I don't know why it is. Why are weddings held more in June than any other month? Is there a good reason? What month? When did you get married, Jay? What month?
In July. And it was so crazy hot. But I feel like June is one of those ones because it's summer, but it's not quite crazy hot.
Right.
Easier to travel, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June is definitely crazy popular for weddings. You also have October because the fall foliage just looks so pretty in pictures. Or you have the December weddings because of the snow, which has been kind of a little bit more sparse recently.
I'd like to pay attention to the people who get married in the cold weather months to see whether their marriages last longer, shorter, or it doesn't make a difference. Do you think it makes a difference the time of year? I get married in November. And I was frozen out by the following Valentine's Day. So, the cold, does that make a difference? Or if you have a warm love for somebody.
I think so. I would think it would be the relationship itself, the marriage itself.
Right.
I do always wonder about, not necessarily the couple who decides to get married on a holiday or, say, like New Year's Eve, but the guests who have to attend, who maybe wanted to go do something else for their New Year's Eve and ring in the New Year a certain way, but instead they have to go to a party.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not a party, a wedding.
Well, it is a party, isn't it?
If they have their traditions or they like to do things a certain way, but they have to kind of put that aside. But I guess if it's somebody that you're really close to and you love dearly, you don't mind ringing in the new year with their love.
Okay. Can you ring it in with a bell that sounds like that?
More cowbell.
A cowbell? Yeah. Well, on the farm, it's a great way to bring people to attention, right? Hear ye, hear ye. These two people are getting married. Any objections? We don't want to hear them. Just sit down and shut up and we'll get on with it. All right, so we have that to think about, the good stuff. I have your attention now, so here's a couple of sick things that you can think about. If you've heard the story about what happened in Oklahoma, investigation going on this week into the death of what's referred to as a non-binary student. You want to, again, underscore what category, what do we put into non-binary as terms, male, female?
Doesn't identify with either gender of
either.
Male or female.
Right. There was a 16-year-old guy, and the students in the school in Owosso, Oklahoma, didn't like him because he was different. So what'd they do? They killed him. There you go. And so now these people, there was a fight. I think there were girls involved in it and boys.
Yeah, this happened in the girls' restroom.
Yeah. So this is somebody who changed. Or did they even change? They identified as a woman, a young woman.
No.
Even though it had
No, so it's a non-binary. Non-binary is when is the gender identification thing where you do not identify as either gender, male nor female. This is where they, them, those pronouns are used rather than he, she,
right.
and her.
Okay, so what was the beef, though? How would you know, unless the student said, there's a lot of bullying apparently going on from students in this high school. And so it ended up that the student in question had a physical altercation with some others in the school, and to the point where he was, he, she, how do you refer to somebody non-binary?
They.
You're calling me he.
They, them.
They, okay. So they, but they is plural, so it's not plural, it's one person.
Well, it's not. Say, so you get an email from, say I got an email from somebody, and I'm relaying the message to you, and I don't actually know if the, it's a gender-neutral name, and I don't even know if this is a man or woman, let alone what pronouns they use. I'm going to use the pronouns they, because I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say he or she, and just say they.
That's kind of an incorrect use of the pronoun, but that's not really the issue here. What's the issue is how sick it is that people are so afraid of their own sexual identity, and that's really what this is. You get down to brass tacks, people who don't understand or don't accept someone who's different than they are,
learn
usually
to hate from home.
Yeah, if the home situation is such, there's an insecurity there. I mean, it's not my cup of tea. I don't know whether I hang around with people who are non-binary or not, and I don't really give a rat's, you know what. These are people. So what's the difference? What is it? How are you affected? This is kind of like when people say a gay marriage is going to ruin the institution. How? What's it going to, it doesn't bother. Why wouldn't you even care? It doesn't affect you and your marriage. So what do you care? And I think I apply the same logic to this stuff. It's uncomfortable, and so when you go to the airport now, it's a non-sex or unisex bathroom that you find in many places, and so you're in there, and you go in and you close the door and you lock it if you don't want to have somebody else come in that's not of your sex. You see fathers take their daughters into men's rooms all the time when they're 2, 3, 4 years old, and nobody says boo about it. And so this is something, I mean, certainly these kids
are older. There's been men who have taken their daughters into women's rooms because they know the women's room is probably safer. Because the urinals, even if a man takes his little girl into the men's room, there's still, like, urinals around. It's not that everybody is in a stall, where if you go into the women's room, they're all stalls. And I've been in a restroom, and not a single other woman who was in that restroom had a problem with the man bringing their daughter in for safety.
Yeah. So if you were in the ladies' room and the men's room was locked, and you couldn't get in, and you really had to go, would you say something if a guy came in and used a urinal in a woman's room?
There aren't any urinals in the women's restroom. We don't.
Well, I don't mean urinals. I mean toilets. They use the toilet. The reason I ask is because I've done that on many occasions. If you got to go and you can't get in the men's room,
I've used the men's restroom on multiple occasions. Go to any concert where they are starting to convert some of the men's rooms into women's restrooms at concerts if they know that there's going to be a larger female base than male. Yeah. But before they started doing that, I had no problem. If there was no line in the men's room and there was a really long line in the women's room, I'd go use the men's room. No apologies. Yeah. If you have to go, you have to go.
So, that probably
The issue isn't men or women or people who don't have gender identification or identify with a gender that was not their sex assigned at birth. The issue is actual perverts who have malintent. Those are the issues.
Yeah. I'm thinking that at a Taylor Swift concert, there's going to be a lot more women than there are men.
Most of those men's rooms were converted into women's restrooms.
Women's rooms, right. So speaking of Taylor Swift, the Singapore National Tourism Bureau said yesterday that they have provided a government grant to bring Taylor Swift to a concert in their national stadium. The Prime Minister of Singapore said he wanted to bring Taylor Swift over, this is Singapore's in Southeast Asia, and so the people there can't afford, I don't know whether Taylor Swift might want to cut her rates or whatever, but first blush, somebody said, well, you know, we charge this much money. So the national government of Singapore has declared Taylor Swift Day, I don't know, sometime next month, I guess it is, to bring her in, and it's sponsored by the Ministry of Community Culture, they issued a joint statement with the Taylor Swift people. They're bringing, because they think it'll be great for their retail, their travel business, dining business. Bring Taylor Swift. Everybody in the world knows who Taylor Swift is. So in order to, but they wanted to, the deal apparently that they made was to prevent her from playing elsewhere in that area. The Eras Tour is going on. She just took a break for the football game, and she's back over there now, apparently, doing concerts in various places in Southeast Asia. And normally, they take in, this is pretty interesting, $3 to $4 million for each performance. All right? So she got six, she has six concerts in this arena. That's what they've scheduled it for. And they've guaranteed that they'll get at least three, and that the take is larger, $4 million for six concerts. So that's what four times six is, $24 million. Not bad for six performances, right? I'll take it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, so anyway, here's the news of Swifties. See, I have to do a Swiftie thing. I got to mention Donald Trump. I was told, you must mention Donald Trump every hour, and you must mention Taylor Swift. Okay, so I did Taylor Swift.
And then you pair them together.
Donald Trump, yeah. That's not going to happen in real life, I think. Be pretty sure of that. All right, so let's go back to some of the issues that people have with their sexuality. Apparently, Greece this week announced they would be the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex marriages. The Hellenic Parliament, the Greek Parliament, passed an equality bill that has been put together. Actually, the Prime Minister of Greece is pretty conservative, or pretty, I don't like that word, but you know what I mean. So the fact that it's a turning point for human rights there, other countries, I'm sure, will take note. And I go back to what I said before. Who cares whether you're the same sex or not? Why? What does it do to you? And then, you know, there is this whole thing, well, gay couples shouldn't be able to adopt children. Why? If they love the kids, what difference does it make?
Well, I know that doesn't also just, it's well coupled. It's just marriage. It's we have to also stop putting these additional words in front of them. It's just marriage. People are getting married.
Yeah. That's all. So, you know, I have a lot of gay friends, and most of them love me. I know one gay couple that's getting divorced. So what happens if a gay couple gets divorced? Same thing that happens as if men and women get divorced. They fight over money. That's it. Who's going to get what? I'll take that chair. You have that table. You know, that kind of nonsense, which is another reason for not getting married. You don't have to worry about splitting these up if it doesn't work. But anyway, that's kind of a landmark thing for Greece. So there you have it, boys and girls. It's 19 after here on Good Day.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax tip and fees extra.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over the...
Hey, Mark. Remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the ever-living Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media corner for this hour. And instead of talking about people and the gossipy stuff, we have some technology news. Actually a warning, Jay, of consequences of the social media ban that's been introduced in Florida. There are a lot of people who took time during the pandemic to start little businesses, social media businesses, and if this bill is passed, it'll put some of them out of business. Looking at the story of one of them who's sort of a horticulturalist, and the blog that he has is about sustainability and creating a nursery and that kind of stuff. But because of his age, that could go the way of the wind, because this new Florida media, social media ban affects everybody. Is it under 16 or under 14? I've forgotten.
It's what age? Under 16 or it's under 18? I can't remember which state was trying to do it for anybody under the age of 19, but it varies by state. And the issue with this, too, is it's one of those, like, it's an all or nothing kind of thing. And in this situation of this young business person who is making money using social media, not for, you know, what the issues are at hand, but as their business. How many 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds have part-time jobs while they are also in school? We see that a lot. And this is a young person who is making a business, their own business, total entrepreneur, and now because of the social media situation where they may be banned because of their age, suddenly they can't do their job. They can't have their company.
Well, this is one of the groups that's stirring the pot here is a group called Minds Without Borders, modeled after Doctors Without Borders, sharing things that are good among people who are the same age around the globe. And so, in this case, this fellow started a business to, again, help with the, you know, the way things are grown, teaching people how to be motivated to grow things, and, you know, how do you plant something, and how do you water, how do you take care of that kind of stuff. It's so foreign to so many people about how things grow. So that's what this was like, and he had the consent of his parents. I guess, is that part of the bill? If you have the consent of your parents, then you don't have to worry about Does that mean they're responsible?
I think with this one, it is regardless if you have consent of your guardians or not. It is, if you're under a certain age, you can't do it.
You can't do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, see where that
goes. But who's going? But honestly, who's going to stop a parent who says, "Hey, you know what? I think you're. I watch what you do, so I'm going to go ahead and create an additional account for me, and then let you use it or whatnot." But there are loopholes. But just let's figure out the problem and address the problem itself rather than banning everything across the board. Because now you're just going to have kids who are unsupervised sneaking their way onto social media and then even getting deeper into trouble, deeper into mental health crisis because they don't have any adult authority who might not know that they're even doing anything because it's been banned across the board. Well, don't we see this with alcohol in other countries that don't have a drinking
age? You see it with pornography.
Any country that doesn't have the age limit, there's not as big of a problem of underage drinking and getting into trouble with things because there's, I don't know if it's the sneaking around part of it that makes it so exciting or what, but it just seems like, what is it, France that has really no age limit for drinking or Canada's like 19. Yeah. You don't have underage people getting in trouble or all of these drunk driving accidents of underage kids or what is it? When you drink too much and then you die because of alcohol poisoning. There it is.
Yeah.
You just don't have that. And so then you're going to have the same thing with social media. If you completely ban it by the age, you're still going to have people underage using it and it will just be worse.
Yep. There's a conference going on now in Munich, the security conference, that is trying to work on a pact, an international pact, to fight AI-generated election misinformation. Be interesting to see where all that goes, because there's plenty of it floating around, not just about our country. 28 after the hour now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee is expressing his belief the impeachment inquiry into President Biden has concluded.
The whole thing is not only obviously false and fraudulent, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin pointing to the recent arrest of a former FBI informant for allegedly making up bribery accusations against the president, a key aspect of the impeachment investigation. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers. The move is the administration's latest effort at student debt relief after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Biden's broader forgiveness plan last year. This latest wave of relief will go to borrowers who have been in repayment for over a decade or more and originally took out $12,000 or less. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
In your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Really? I don't recognize that. Probably should.
Oh, all about Eve.
Oh.
Davis.
Oh, that's right too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One of your favorites, is it?
It is. As far as the classic Hollywood films go, that would be in my top three. Right? Probably
right.
Just under His Girl Friday.
Okay, good to know. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 34, almost 35 after the hour. Doug's Did You Know and Do You Care fact file.
Yes.
The first mass-produced dresses in our country were made out of flour sacks. And that's because during the Depression, rural families repurposed rags, towels, and the bags that feed came in, burlap bags, flour sacks, that sort of thing, because they had tighter weaves, a very frugal way to make a dress or make some kind of... Look at some of the girls from that era and what they were dressed in. They all looked the same. Because
they had
dresses from sugar bags or animal feed bags, that sort of thing.
I feel like that cut of dress has... Even though the material's been different, that specific cut has come back a little bit.
Has it? Yeah, would you wear one?
Every 20 to 30 years. I feel like I did in the early aughts.
Okay.
I've reached that age where fashions I grew up in, like, my teen years are now coming back for teens in today's world. I feel like I'm a true adult now because I've reached that age to see my fashion stuff becoming fashionable again. Not for me. Not for my age, but for the age when I was.
Well, it's kind of like men's sport coats and suits. The lapels get wider, and then they get narrower. The only difference, right?
Yeah.
Well, whether you got two buttons or three buttons, or whether it has a single slit in the back or a double vent, you know, that kind of or no vent at all.
The leisure suits, those need to never come back, though.
I had tons. My father's in the clothing business, so I had one of every color. I had a khaki one. I had a blue one. I had a white one. I think I had a green one. There's a picture around someplace of me in a white leisure suit.
We have to find it.
Yeah, maybe not. All right, here's the story of Sonia Passion, who realized her life's work when she was 16, kind of like the interpreter or the entrepreneur we were talking about a few minutes ago in the social media segment. Here's really very interesting, because it kind of ties in with all of the things we've been talking about a little bit in this hour, which you can hear if you didn't hear us talking about some of the gender-based issues in the last half hour. You go to the gooddayshow.com website and you hear the program all day long, the whole program. And then we have the Good Day download every year, every day. The download that's up there right now features our conversation about the 8-year-old chess prodigy who made history beating the 37-year-old. We talked about that. Well, I mean, you got 3-4 hours of conversation sort of boiled down. How long does the download usually last, Jay, when you put it together? What, 14, 15
minutes? Yeah, it's about 40 minutes. 35 to 45. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's the podcast of the Good Day Show. Good Day download at gooddayshow.com. All right, so anyway, this ongoing discussion of gender-based reality and the violence that goes with it for whatever the reason. Here's a youngster who at the age of 16 prepared a pamphlet for Amnesty International about helping survivors of gender-based violence. It's pretty interesting because the reality around the world is that 1 in 3 women will experience some kind of gender-based violence in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
This lady talks about being confused as to why she was exposed to this stuff and, you know, the business about whether you are a girl or a boy or, you know, the whole... It's confusing, and I think it's unnecessary. I get
men are starting to deal with it a lot more now, too, don't get me wrong, but it was always happening to women. More women would experience it, and then if we said anything, did anything, had a response or a reaction, we became the problem, not the situation itself. And then if they experience some kind of violence or sexual assault or anything like that, a groping issue, well, they can't say anything because then they're not man enough, or then they should have wanted it, and, like, all of that stuff. Yeah. It's just... It is the same situation happening to people regardless of gender identification and or sex assigned at birth, and it is just dealt with in two very different ways, and none of it is okay.
So this youngster at the age of 16 starting this apparently applied for, in some contest, a $300,000 prize and got it. So now is using that money to fund her life's work to advance the mission of the organization that she started called Freeform. It focuses basically on the long-term safety and survival of gender-based violence. And there's way more of it than you would think, frankly. It's kind of like the whole business about you wouldn't know how many husbands beat their wives because, you know, what wife admits to that? Unless it's really, it's sick. But there's a lot of sick stuff in
our
society.
And the spouse that's being beaten typically believes they've been beaten into believing
they
it's their fault. They did something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or the embarrassment of how did I let myself get into this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside looking in, these people who are the abusers could be seen as the most adored person when they are out. They go to their church and everybody loves them. They're constantly telling their spouse and their children how fortunate you are to have this person as your parent and in your life and as a part of your family. Little do they know they're being beaten by this very person with every inch of their life, almost every day.
Yep. And that comes from parental stuff as well. You're allowed to, or you're encouraged, or you see it, so then you follow in the footsteps of whatever your parents were doing. Pretty sick stuff. All right, let's get some news from England to talk about here on the Good Day program. Sanctions against people. This is an interesting reality. The United Kingdom, that is Britain, England, has gone so far after the death of Navalny as to sanction the people who lead this penal colony out in Siberia. Which is kind of an interesting reality. There are six officials that were targeted by the human rights people in England, including three people whose names you couldn't pronounce because they're, what is it, you want me to try this? Konstantinovich, maybe? That's the colonel who runs the prison. So the British are saying, nope, you can't travel. And what he's trying to do is say you can't come to England. They can't, any assets they have in England are going to be frozen, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds me, they did that with Putin stuff. I found, you know, when Putin was sanctioned, they found almost $1 billion, $1 billion of his money in American banks. $1 billion. The rest of it, apparently, he's got $5 billion. It's in Dubai and some of the places like that. Singapore, speaking of Singapore, you know, places where he can hide it. And what good is it going to do him? Because sooner or later, somebody's going to put a bullet in his head, sooner, hopefully. Anyway, so that's the story of the Russians and what they're all about. Also, while we're there, this is something that I remember. My daughter went to school in England, and my wife loved England, so I became an Anglophile when I was in my early 20s. Love England. I'm going to go for a long weekend with the kids this summer over to spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday in London with Miles and Megan and Matthew. Yeah, it'd be fun. I used to go to England every month when Megan was in school there to make sure everything was okay. We had a flat, and I did the radio program from either there or Uri Geller's house, one place or the other. And so when you drive through London, you see this big old tower, the BT Tower, British, what the heck did it stand for? British something transmission. It's the cell tower. It's been on the London skyline for 60 years. So now they're going to make it into a hotel. British Telecom, that's what it is. BT is British Telecom. They're selling the tower for $347 million to a hotel chain. I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to structure. Mm-hmm. This was originally the post office tower. It goes back to the 1960s. It was London's tallest building till 1980. And so but what you see when you drive by it in these microwave tower,
topper. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like you see in that Seattle tower, same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Anyway, so the tower doesn't get used anymore for the telecommunications stuff. And they took the microwave stuff off of it because the microwave's a good way to get cancer. And so now they're going to make it a hotel.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting place.
They used to have a rotating restaurant at the top with panoramic views. So you know that that's going to probably still do it. And it's it's an American-based company that is...
Oh.
If this were happening here, we would be in an uproar. company coming in and buying one of our, you know, well-known city skyline buildings and turning it into a hotel. Blasphemy.
Yeah, boo. All right. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Some people say that. Mrs. Clinton said that, and some people agree and some people disagree. Anyway, but that concept has flourished in a couple of preschools in England. And listen to this. So this preschool was opened inside a home for the elderly, people who have dementia. So they are helping the youngsters, are helping the oldsters sort of, you know, keep a focus on things. It's a care village. They'll leave it to the British to come up with something like this. This is very interesting. And it's an interesting idea that we could maybe bring over here. The youngsters are in there. And they are around the people who are suffering from dementia. They're part of the daily life of the residents and the tenants in this place. So they're sharing meal. They're sharing stories. They're sharing arts and crafts. They're sharing exercise together. And it's a very, I think it's a very innovative idea. Isn't it cool?
Multi-generational friendships are a beautiful thing and need to be practiced a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a very cool.
This is great.
Idea. Yeah, it is something. Again, we could you could easily see something like that happening here. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I believe there's one in Seattle.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. So there's. So you know that's what I like about us being together. It's that we learn from each other, right?
Uh huh. It's that multi-generational friendship.
Yeah, that was that. There it is. Well, we do come from different generations, no question about that. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service on Good Day and 48 after the hour.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now, the Good Day program, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can check out what he's doing at Lake Cardiology. Easy. You want to be a patient of his? You don't have to go to the clinic. You can just call the office, 352-735-1400, and he will cover any number of questions that you may have, like we have questions here that are important to get answered. I guess this question actually comes from my son. My son, he's in his mid-40s, is having real problems with rheumatoid arthritis. And he's on some drug, and I can't tell you that I know what it is, but after you explain what the drug may be that is the most helpful, I'm going to ask him. So his question is the rest of his life, I guess, going to be tied up with having to be treated for this affliction?
So this is some real hope, Doug. This is published this week in the medical journal Lancet, which is really one of the outstanding medical journals. And it's a breakthrough about a drug that's been out there, but a really effective use for it. It's Orencia or Abatacept. It's easier to say Orencia, and it actually eases symptoms and prevents joint damage in rheumatoid arthritis patients by dampening the immune system. So this is a drug that actually can be used very early on when you suspect rheumatoid arthritis to prevent it from actually blossoming. And this gives real hope. It's the first time we've ever had a drug like this for rheumatoid arthritis. Remember, rheumatoid arthritis is the type of arthritis. It affects the joints where the body's immune system attacks the joints, thinking that the joints are foreign bodies, and really destroys from head to toe the joints. It often begins in one set of joints and then moves to the rest of the body, and the wonderful breakthrough here is that this drug Orencia can be used early on, initially, when there's any evidence of rheumatoid arthritis, and it prevents the widespread damage to the rest of the body.
All right, so that's some good news. Pass that along to my son. All right, questions for Dr. Ken come to me to ask Ken in any number of ways. You can dial up 855-999-3684 is the proper number to call. Those of you listening around the country, you got a question you want Ken to address, we'll either take the recording that you leave with us, or I'll just take the interpretation and ask the question. 855-999-3684. Anytime, day or night, anytime you get a question for Dr. Ken, call and leave the message and we'll get it across. Somebody's interested in my talking about Omaha steaks and the various things that are in the Omaha catalog, and I see that there's some research this week on what happens if you cut meat out. Now, this is rather interesting. I'm wondering why the heck the cutting out of meat helps this problem.
This is a report, Doug, in the ERJ Open Research about cutting out meat might actually help prevent snoring. So a healthy, largely vegetarian diet can reduce a person's risk of sleep apnea. Those who ate that way had lower risk than those who ate more meat. Unhealthy plant-based foods high in sugar, carbs, and salt also increase the risk of snoring and developing sleep apnea, probably just from the weight gain and maybe from some other hidden reasons.
Yeah. All right. Here's another question. I guess when I looked at this, and look at my notes, and I wrote after this approval of a drug that treats severe food allergies. Here we go. Drugs, 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 and more drugs. How about if you have an allergy to something, you just don't eat it or drink it? Hello, duh.
Well, anyway, Doug, come on. Come on. These are things in the microscopically in the air. You can't even stay away from them. We're talking about milk, eggs, walnuts, and peanuts. It's not a grocery list, but some of the food allergies that could be more easily tolerated with this newly approved drug. It's Xolair. It's been given approval by the FDA just recently to help reduce severe allergic reactions that are brought on by accidental exposure to certain foods. It's considered the first medication, Doug, approved by the FDA that can help protect people against multiple food allergies. It won't allow you to actually take these things, but you ever see somebody who has an anaphylaxis to nuts? This will allow you to survive if you're ever accidentally exposed.
Have it by mistake, yeah. All right, there are the answers to some important questions from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 After on Good Day Health.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.